Baylor University proudly presents The John Morris Show. Baylor University, where light shine bright. This is The John Morris Show on ESPN Central Texas, the flagship station for the Baylor Bears.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing about our guys is they stay really calm in the face of adversity. You know, I think we've made things sometimes harder than they have to be, and we could maybe improve some of those things. But I think at the end of the day, I think our guys truly kind of feel alive when it's competition, right? Like when it's the end of the game and they have to go, you know, they have to go score, they go score.
The John Morris Show is also brought to you by Amanda Cunningham, Coldwell Banker Apex Realtor, by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium, and by D'Amore Fine Jewelers, 4541 West Waco Drive, where Waco gets engaged.
We were at the home crowd last Saturday, a little bit after the game. Looking back on it now, how big was that down the stretch?
That was huge. I thought the crowd was awesome. I thought they did an amazing job staying there. I thought, you know, I thought they were loud. I thought, like, our people here, like some of the stuff they did, like the in-game promotions and the music and all that stuff, like I thought it was as big time as it could be. And you know, that was a great day. It was a fun experience.
Stay connected with the Voice of the Bears on Twitter, on Instagram, and on Snapchat at Voice of Bears.
With that, we're excited to get ready for Oklahoma State, an excellent team, an outstanding team, great players. And in my opinion, and I truly, truly, truly mean this, year after year, I'm just amazed by the level of coaching from Coach Gundy. I think he's the best. And he wins with different players. He wins with different ways, different offenses, different schemes. But he does it. He does tried and true year in and year out.
Now, from the Petty Clinic Low T Studio, here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Hi, and welcome, John Morris Show, on a rainy Tuesday morning here in Central Texas. Rain peppering down right now. I think a little bit heavier possibility of rain this afternoon, but we'll take it. We need that for sure here in the area. Welcome in. Glad you're with us. Coach Matt Rhule in the open. His regular weekly press conference yesterday as the Bears 6-0, 3-0 in Big 12 play, 18th in the nation, headed to Stillwater to play Oklahoma State this Saturday.
It's going to be a good matchup for them going up there. And, you know, that environment, it's going to be raucous and everything, but just seeing how Baylor can come and react off of this win, you know, and see who's going to be able to step up and take Clay's spot and everything. And it'll be an interesting game to keep an eye on.
Yeah, for sure. Tough trip. Tough always for Baylor. It's tough to go to Stillwater. Really, in any sport, it's tough to go up there. And I was reminded of Baylor's lack of success in Stillwater, kind of reading through the notes last night. So in 2015, not Baylor's last trip up there, but two trips ago, Baylor won 45-35 over Oklahoma State up in Stillwater, and that was Baylor's first win in Stillwater since 1939.
Oh, wow.
76 years without a win. Now, didn't play every year up there for sure, but in the Big 12 era, that is Baylor's only win in Stillwater, 1-11 for Baylor football playing at what is now Boone Pickens Stadium.
I know Baylor had some bad teams there for a while, but that's an impressive drought, to say the least.
It's a depressive drought is what it is. I mean, and they've taken some good teams up there. 2013 won 49-17. That was, that was the 2013 Baylor team that won the Big 12 conference, went to Stillwater. That's when Bryce Petty tripped over the five-yard line early in the game and kind of set the tone for the game. And the Bears lost that game 49-17. I mean, that's a really good team that won the Big 12.
Yeah.
And they got it handed to them 49-17.
There's tough play. It always seems like Stillwater is one of those places in Ames. Like, you can never take anything for granted in those places. It just, anything can happen. I don't know what it is about those environments, but it's just something about them that you just got to go in and expect the unexpected.
Right. It's a tough environment. It really is. Their fans make it that way. And in Stillwater, and this is kind of the way it was with the old Big 8 schools who are now part of the Big 12, Stillwater is this way. Norman is this way. Colorado in Boulder was definitely this way. But they're real narrow sidelines. There's not much room on the sidelines at all. Mm-hmm. And so the fans that are right behind the Baylor bench, they're right on top of you. And there's just not that buffer zone that you see in most stadiums today, most stadiums. But there, and then, the of course, the Oklahoma State students are right behind the Baylor sideline. And it's a padded wall right behind there. But they bring in these paddles, these long-handled paddles, and they just beat them against that padding. And it's right behind the bench. And it's kind of like, you know, I think our guys will be able to handle it, but it's a combination of that constant just beating of those paddles and how close they are. Mm-hmm. And inside, you know, Boone Pickens Stadium, it's a tough environment.
They'll definitely have to prep for a different way of communication going into this. Because you're not going to be able to just talk like we are. You know, you're going to have to be yelling or having some signs or something to, you know, get what you're trying to say across to the players.
Yeah, they've got that. I mean, they've got the nonverbal signals that they can work on the road for sure. But that's the next challenge for the Bears at 6-0 on the year, going to Stillwater to play Oklahoma State on Saturday afternoon. All right, here's what we have coming up in the hour. We'll check on Baylor volleyball. Talk about teams on a roll. Baylor volleyball is most certainly on a roll. They are 15-0 on the season. They have won 28 sets in a row, which is a Big 12 and a Baylor record. That means that their last nine opponents, they have beaten 3-0. And then the final set of, I think, the Houston match prior to that. So 28 in a row, Baylor has won. Coach McGuire is on the road recruiting, so we couldn't get him with us this morning. But Gia Milano will join us, one of the seniors for the Baylor team. So we'll visit with her coming up in just a bit, talk Baylor volleyball. They've got one match this week, Texas Tech at home on Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m. But it's a team that's number one in the nation and playing really, really well, not just, you know, not just eking out wins, mm-hmm. but just been really, really dominant.
I'm not too familiar with volleyball, how this works. So when you look at what they're doing and how they're shutting people out like that, is that more of a emphasis on being impressed with their offensive performance or their defense performance?
I think both. I think if you're playing at that high level mm-hmm. and you're that good and you're 15-0, the only undefeated team in the nation, I think it's got to be both.
It's all around.
It is. All around in every area. We'll ask Gina that, Gia, and see what she says about it. But I think if you're that good, you are probably really good in every area of the game.
I just didn't know, because I know you're going to score, but I didn't know if it was more, you know, with shutting people out, if that was from like a defensive and guarding the net perspective,
right,
you know, to where you're preventing the other team from scoring, obviously. But it's just interesting to see the inside and what they think of it.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll ask Gia that question. Coming up, we'll visit with Gia Milano from Baylor Volleyball. So we got that and more coming up in the hour. We're glad you're with us. Drive safely out there. Wet roads here in Central Texas. So be very careful. Give yourself a little extra time wherever you're going, a little extra braking time as well. Headed to Gatesville this afternoon. The funeral services for Tommy Davidson, Dr. Tommy Davidson, will be this afternoon. And Pat Nunley and Pat's wife, Cassandra, and I are going to drive down together. And again, I mentioned this yesterday, just how important a member of the Baylor family Tommy is, and is not past tense, but is. He is very important to all of us. In his business as a chiropractor, he would come and do a lot of work with Baylor student athletes. With basketball, I know for sure he would travel with us a lot, especially during the postseason. And so he would, you know, do the work with the guys, and then Pat would jump in there and get, you know, get the old bones loose. And Tommy was always willing and very gracious about doing that for us also. So he passed away in a car accident on Friday, and the funeral services are this afternoon at 2 p.m. in Gatesville. So I know that hits us, the Baylor family, really hard. I know it hits everyone in Gatesville very hard. Close-knit community there. Of course, Tommy's parents are Cotton and Carolyn Davidson, and they have lived there forever in Gatesville. So they know everybody, and everybody knows them, and everybody knows their family. So pray for that family as Tommy is remembered and laid to rest here this afternoon. All right, well, let's take a break. We'll be back with more in just a moment. We're glad you're with us. John Morris Show brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright. Also brought to you by D'Amore Fine Jewelers at 4541 West Waco Drive.
Where Waco gets engaged.
Baylor University has 330 student organizations. That's 330 ways to find your people. Looking for like-minded Lord Byron lovers? Check out the Literary Society. Get a pulse on your peers in the American Medical Student Association. Or if you'd argue you already have enough friends, then the mock trial team is shouting your name. Whoever your people are, find them at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
Southwest Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, the team physicians of Baylor Athletics. Our doctors specialize in the diagnosis and treatment of any and all sports-related injuries. Celebrating over a decade of service to Central Texas, our doctors are equipped to handle a wide range of issues, whether it's your foot or ankle, your hand or wrist, knee and shoulder pain, or you're in need of our arthritis and total joint clinic. Trust the doctors that Baylor trusts. Southwest Sports Medicine and Orthopedics. Our goal is to get you back in the game.
How many QBs have thrown for?
Internet security alert. Your computer might be infected by harmful viruses. Please do not shut down or reset your computer.
Aw, not another virus. Those kids and their damn Google searches.
Ah, kids playing on your computer again, Googling who knows what. How many times have you been hit with that awful virus alert? Well, before you flip out and panic and ground them for life, give my guys Dow, who is my brother from another mother, and Josh and the pros at Prompt Technology a call.
Prompt Technology. Prompt Technology. Prompt Technology.
They are experts when it comes to ridding your computer of any and all viruses at a very reasonable price. Not to mention, the experts at Prompt Technology have over 50 years combined experience in computer and networking technology. Check out Prompt Technology on 32nd and Franklin at the stoplight and also online at prompt-tech.com.
D'Amore Fine Jewelers is excited to collaborate with Tacori to share the love this year. For the first time ever, Tacori is giving their biggest fans a chance to enter to win a $20,000 grand prize of Tacori jewelry. Simply visit D'Amore Fine Jewelers today and enter for a chance to win your dream designs. Tacori engagement rings, wedding bands, and jewelry. Five winners will be selected from now until December 31st. Visit D'Amore today to win. Tacori lovers, it's your time.
Pat Mosley Show brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas and Chevy truck headquarters. October's Truck Month at Jim Turner Chevrolet. With our best truck deals of the year, come see the difference. So many of our friends rave about transparent pricing, the highest trade allowances, and a huge inventory of new Chevrolets for you to choose from. Check us out online at turnerchevy.com. That's Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics. Sick 'em, Bears.
High school football fans, check out our new website, SyntexSportsFan.com, for all of your Friday night needs. Scores, schedules, pick'em, standings, and player of the week nominations in our high school football info section. Plus, it's the place to go to stream the Midway, Temple, Robinson, Connolly, and Waco high school football broadcasts. Just find your team in the high school football tab, click, and go.
Moore runs the keeper right side. Does he get steam? Yes, he does. Jordan, inside the five. He will score.
Bookmark it today. SyntexSportsFan.com. That's SyntexSportsFan.com.
Since 1952, Texas Farm Bureau Insurance has been protecting customers' moments, the big, the small, and the everyday, helping customers manage the financial risk of everyday life and successfully recover from any insured loss through prompt, professional, and personal service based on high ethical standards and fairness. And J.D. Power has honored Texas Farm Bureau Insurance 8 consecutive years for highest customer satisfaction among auto insurers. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, txfb-ins.com.
Thank you. Back with us, John Morris Show on this Tuesday morning. Rainy here in Central Texas. Take it safe and slow on the roadways. Brought to you in part by UBO Business Services. A championship decision in business is partnering with Sean Hunt and UBO Business Services. With their 94% first-time fix rate, they leave their copier service competitors in the dust. You can call Sean at 254-772-1600. That is Sean Hunt and UBO Business Services. Back with us, John Morris, Garrett Ross in studio. Big 12 schedule, looking ahead to this weekend. Iowa State plays at Texas Tech. That'll be a good game. That'd be a tough one to pick, I think. Both teams really good. They play at 11 a.m. on FS1 in Lubbock coming up on Saturday morning.
That is going to be a really good matchup. I think I might give the edge to Tech in that one because they really need to win. They need to bounce back after the loss. And that is if they can get over their pettiness with what's going on with their, they keep bringing up the Baylor game, but if they can finally step over that, then I think Tech should be able to, they need to win more in my opinion.
Yeah, they're Tech is 1-2 in conference play. Iowa State is 2-1 coming off their win over West Virginia. So 11 a.m. on FS1 from Lubbock, Iowa State and Tech. 11 a.m. on Fox, it is fifth ranked Oklahoma hosting West Virginia. That is OU's next opportunity. There have been years in the past where there was a little bit of a letdown after the Texas OU game.
Yeah.
For, I don't know if it's both teams or one or the other, but OU seems like they're primed and ready, and you wouldn't expect any kind of letdown this week.
No, I see West Virginia hanging with them in like the first quarter or so, maybe early second, but then Oklahoma just pulling away in the end. I really see that happening.
Yeah. OU, fifth in the nation this week, still undefeated. They are 6-0. They are 3-0 in the conference. 1:30 on FSN, Fox Sportsnet, TCU at Kansas State. TCU is 1-1 in the conference, coming off an open date. K-State's 0-2, coming off an open date, but a tough place to play again in Manhattan on Saturday.
It really is. And, I mean, Kansas State, they started off hot and then they got in the conference that kind of fizzled out. But just it'll be interesting to see which team shows up in that matchup and if the home field advantage can play a part in it.
So that's TCU at K-State Saturday, 1:30 in Lubbock or in Manhattan. Our game, 3 o'clock Saturday in Stillwater, 18th-ranked Baylor at Oklahoma State. The game's on Fox. That's Tim Brando and Spencer Tillman and company on Fox Television on Saturday afternoon. You know, I was giving you Baylor's record in Stillwater through the years or most recent years, and I don't want it to sound all doom and gloom. Baylor's won 4 of the last 5 in this series.
Yeah.
They lost 2 years ago up in Stillwater pretty decidedly and then bounced back and played very well the next week. But still, Stillwater, tough place to go, as we talked about, and the Bears play there on Saturday at 3.
What's been their biggest road game this year? When they went down to Rice?
For Baylor?
Yeah.
I'd say K-State.
K-State. Went up there.
Kansas State.
I mean, they know how to handle the road. I mean, it's just going to be a different environment, you know. Most of these players have been there. They've experienced before, so we'll see how it plays out.
Yep, that's exactly right. Then the final game of the day, it is 6 p.m. on the Longhorn Network, Kansas at 15th-ranked Texas. You wouldn't think there would be any kind of hangover for the Longhorns after losing to OU on Saturday, but Kansas coming in, and Jayhawks are 0-3. The Longhorns are now 2-1 in the Big 12.
Better not be a hangover for Texas.
Exactly.
They can't go. They can't lose to Kansas again this close.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So that's the Big 12 schedule of games coming up this Saturday. Baseball, there's 2 games today, one in each of the American and National League Championship Series. The Astros and the Yankees back at it this afternoon, 3 p.m. first pitch our time for Game 3 in that series. They're tied at 1 game apiece. They play in the Bronx at Yankee Stadium today. And kind of interesting that this is the day game. You would think the Yankees would always get the prime time slot, but Astros, Yankees, some afternoon baseball.
And I think, you know, that's good. Afternoon baseball is fun, you know, and I'm sure you're going to get the eyes on it, but it is kind of odd that the Yankees aren't drawing the primetime matchup.
Right. So game 3 of that series, kind of a swing game with, you know, tied at 1 game apiece. It's on FS1 this afternoon, 3:08, actually, first pitch, Yankees and Astros. And then the night game tonight is on TBS, 7:05, first pitch, from Washington, and the Nationals could actually clinch the series with a win tonight.
And I bet that's why they put that one, the night game, because you know there's an opportunity for them to close out
clinch,
the series.
Yeah.
You have more eyes on that. I bet that's why. Because if you know you can close it out, and that's going to be nice, but if you close it out during the day, you'll probably have less viewers.
Right.
That's something you'll want to see.
Yeah, I agree with you, but it just seems like the Yankees always get
it is odd.
Always get the nod as far as prime time and the prime time slots. But the Nationals won last night over the Cardinals 8-1. Strasburg was terrific pitching and getting the win for Washington, and they just never let the Cardinals get into it. So the Nationals lead the series 3-0. They win today, and they are in the World Series. For the first time, right? Washington Nationals hadn't been to the World Series. Yeah.
Bryce Harper has to be sick.
Exactly. Been a lot of conversation about that, hadn't there?
Oh, man. He's got to be.
How they let him go or he leaves, and look what the Nationals do even without Bryce Harper.
Ironic.
So that game is tonight, Nationals and Cardinals from the nation's capital, game 4 of that series. I was walking the dogs last night and listening to the broadcast of that. I was listening to the Washington broadcast. Mm-hmm. It's Charlie Slows and it's Dave Jagler. And Dave Jagler, we've known for a long time, he used to be the studio host for the University of Texas.
Okay.
One of probably many jobs along the way,
right.
But he was the studio host for a while. And I was listening to him and listened to both of them, and he just does a great job. So it's cool to see him now on the precipice of maybe calling some World Series games.
Is that fun? Like, you know, seeing people, watching the progression of people you've come across in your career?
It's very fun. Yeah,
and
it
just
really
being
is.
Able to listen to
them. Yeah, and kind of, and to know them a little bit,
yeah.
At least, you know, and to see where they were when they were connected with us, in this case, Texas and the Big 12. But to see where they are now, it's really fun.
I think that's one of the unique aspects of this industry.
Yeah.
It's just to see and the camaraderie and everything. It's a really cool experience.
Right. Another one of those probably told you about is Joe Davis, who does Dodgers TV now.
Mm-hmm.
He's the guy that followed Vin Scully.
Oh, not a bad follow. Not a bad
right.
job to get.
But Joe was really one of his first jobs was he was our studio host for Baylor games. When it was ISP and Joe was there, young, fresh-faced Joe Davis was in the studio for us.
That's so awesome. When they have the Baylor connection with him and Max out there.
I know.
That's really
it's great.
Awesome.
It really is. So now Joe doing very well for himself, working for Fox, some national games, and then Dodgers television. Pretty good gig.
Oh, yeah. Not bad at all.
And very well deserved for him. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll check in with Gia Milana from Baylor Volleyball, number one team in the nation, undefeated on the year. They're 15-0. They've won 28 sets in a row. Talk to Gia about this run by the Baylor team, and I hesitate to say run because that makes it sound like, you know, it's just for a short time period. They're undefeated on the year and looking to stay that way, hosting Tech on Saturday. Take a break and be right back. John Morris Show here on ESPN Central Texas, brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright.
Baylor University has 129 undergraduate degree programs. That's 129 ways to be you. Like a Dark Ages expert with a history degree. Or a light unto the world with a BA in religion. Excel with the structure of engineering or increase your interest in finance. Keep your head in the clouds in astronomy or your feet on the ground with earth science. No matter what walk of life you choose, take the first step at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
Welcome to La Perla, Waco's only authentic Mexican seafood restaurant.
The ceviche is amazing. Fish marinated with lime juice, house sauce, and avocado, and your choice of shrimp, octopus, or all of the above.
Once you try any dish at La Perla, it's guaranteed you'll be back.
La Perla, Waco's only authentic Mexican seafood restaurant, located at the entrance of the Central Texas Marketplace, right off of Bagby.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, protecting Texans since 1952.
It's Matt Mosley Show, brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet and McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas' Chevy truck headquarters. October's Truck Month at Jim Turner Chevrolet. Stop in today or visit us online at turnerchevy.com for the best deal on your new Chevrolet.
Honey, it's our favorite time of year, and I got you something to celebrate.
A McRib! It's just what I wanted!
Happy McRib season, sweetie.
Mm, I love you.
I love you, too.
Mm. Actually, I was talking to my McRib.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll leave you two alone.
Celebrate McRib season with McDonald's.
Enjoy two McRib sandwiches for only $6. Single item at regular price. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Prices and participation may vary for a limited time.
It's a different kind of work week out here. You need a tractor with enough power, performance, and versatility. The Kubota BX Series, the best-selling subcompact tractor in America. Now get a BX 1880 for payments as low as $99 a month for 84 months, or up to $2,000 instant cash rebate. Offers include a 6-year limited powertrain warranty. Now through December 31st, 2019. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Visit Tipton International WC Tractor or GoKubota.com.
Hey everyone, it's Jason Miller with Syntex Rehab in Belton and in Harker Heights. I wanted to let you know of a brand new offering from our clinic, and that is our concierge physical therapy service. So what is that? What is concierge physical therapy? Well, starting September 1st, our physical therapist can now come to you. If you have back, neck, shoulder, or knee pain and are too busy to come to our clinic, we can come to you. Instead of taking time out of your busy day, leaving work to seek treatment, our doctors of physical therapy will now come to you and provide you with the therapy that you need. This saves you valuable time. Time is money, so why not save it and let Syntex Rehab come to your office or business? For more information, visit syntexrehab.com and chat with our patient care specialist directly on our website. That's syntexrehab.com, CENTEXREHAB.com, or call our office at 254-630-1186. Contact us today and let us get you back to a life with less pain.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Garrett Ross with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. The seafood combos at Louisiana Crab Shack include snow crab, tiger shrimp, and sausage, plus corn and potatoes in Waco next to Don Carlos. In Monday Night Football action, the Packers rallied from a 22-13 deficit in the fourth quarter to defeat the Lions 23-22 in Detroit. The Packers are now 5-1 on the season and in sole possession of the NFC North, while Detroit falls to 2-2-1 on the season and is last place of the division. On the diamond, the Nationals took a 3-0 series lead over the Cardinals in the NLCS with a dominating 8-1 victory in Washington on Monday night. Game 4 can be heard tonight on ESPN Radio with pregame beginning at 6:30. The Astros and Yankees are knotted up at one game apiece in the ALCS. Game 3 can be heard today on Fox Sports 1590 AM with 99.3 FM. Pregame begins at 2:30.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas. This is the John Morris Show, proudly presented by Baylor University, where lights shine bright. Now, back to today's JMO Radio Show. Here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Back with us, John Morris Show, on this rainy Tuesday morning. Be careful out there. Baylor volleyball, Baylor football undefeated on the year. The only school in the nation that can make that claim. We've talked about football at 6-0. How about Baylor volleyball? Number one in the nation with a bullet. 15-0 on the year. Winners of 28 consecutive sets. Preparing to host Texas Tech Saturday at 2 in the Farrell Center. Let's check in on Baylor volleyball and welcome in Baylor senior Gia Milana, originally from Romeo, Michigan, a transfer to Baylor from Maryland. And Gia, appreciate your time this morning. How are you?
Hello, Mr. Morris. Good morning. I'm awesome. How are you?
Very good. Don't call me Mr., please. Let's get past that. But it's great to have you on with us. We're not interrupting class or anything, right? You're through with class, or you got a little break here?
Oh, yeah. I just had an exam, ready to go, about to practice. I'm good. Everything's good.
Terrific. How did the exam go? Hope you did well.
It went great. I'm really smart, so that helps.
Yes, you are. Very good. I'm glad to hear it. Hey, what's it like to be a part of a team and a program that's ranked number one in the nation, only undefeated team in the nation?
Wow. The first word that comes to my mind is unbelievable, because it truly is unbelievable. You know, like I wake up, go to class, go to practice, and everything we do as a program is centered around us getting better. So it's really hard to even stop and think about, you know, that we're actually number one. So it's unbelievable in many different ways, but it is a huge blessing, and I never thought I would be part of such a different, amazing program. So it's an amazing feeling.
And that's really part of your success, isn't it? I mean, you don't dwell on that. You don't dwell on the ranking. You just want to be, as Coach says, 1 degree better each game and just keep improving.
Yes, of course. One thing that we really harp on, especially in practice and training, is and even in games, because, you know, we haven't lost even a set for a while. So the way that we keep improving is we learn from points that we lose in games. So even, like, something as small as a really small decision, we really harp on in training and just make everything better that we can. So, yeah, we're still improving and working hard, and, you know, rankings only matter in December. So yeah. That's going to be our mindset heading into training.
That's a great approach. It really is. It's worked very well for you so far. Talk about that consecutive set streak now at 28 consecutive set victories. I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah, me either, that's for sure. In my whole volleyball career, that's never happened with me either. So this is a new experience for me and probably for a lot of the girls on my team. And there have been some really close sets in there, like in the 30s, that we go back and forth with points. So we've done a great job of fighting through and just finishing out these sets. And we're playing some great teams, too. So that just says a lot about the fight that this team has, that we're very aware of that set streak, and we want to keep it alive for sure.
Yeah, I got a test that third set Saturday against TCU, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. That was so fun. That was so fun. We were going back and forth. The crowd was crazy. My adrenaline was, like, on cloud nine. Like, literally, it was a great game with some great opponents and just a great environment. So we have a lot of fun.
That one went 34-32, Baylor winning over TCU in that third set to finish off another sweep, 3-0 over the TCU Horned Frogs. Gia Milana is with us from Baylor Volleyball. And talk to us about your decision. You transferred here from Maryland, the University of Maryland. What was it about Coach McGuire and about the Baylor program that really got you interested in coming to Baylor?
Yes, honestly, when I decided to transfer, Baylor was not on my mind at all. And I got on the phone with Coach Mack, and really his ability to present his faith to me in a way that just centered around volleyball and how he really incorporates his faith into his team was huge for me. I knew he was a great coach, but that wasn't as important as the leader that I learned him to be through just a phone call with him. And then I decided to visit, and he honestly gave me to the girls, to the team, the whole day. And the whole day I could not stop laughing. We had so much fun. And honestly, the girls and the team sold me. I don't think I would have come to Baylor if it hadn't been for just the kind of human beings that were on this team. So that is so special and definitely is what brought me to Baylor.
Wow, great story. You wrote about it very well in one of Baylor's Champions Tribunes. It's on the website, BaylorBears.com. But faith and family and just how much fun you have here with your teammates, the Baylor volleyball family, that's really, really important to you.
Oh, of course, yes. And this team is, I mean, I walk in every day and we have girls, you know, doing Bible studies together before practice in the hallway. And before games, you see everyone with their headphones on reading scripture. So it is truly, truly a special environment, something that is so rare, especially on a collegiate national team. You know, you really don't see that anywhere. So to have that kind of centeredness around one thing as big as God, it's super powerful, and it's definitely like a glue to this team where we love each other and we love what we do. So it's really, really special.
Gia Milana is with us, Baylor volleyball senior, one of six seniors on the team, and you haven't been here the whole time. You transferred in, but boy, this is a really, really close-knit group. The seniors, yes, but really the whole team overall, it seems like, is really close-knit.
Yes, even the freshmen on our team are just amazing, and we as seniors, freshmen, so it's extremely rare to have that kind of team chemistry. I mean, in the locker room, it's not four different groups talking to each other. It's we're all talking, we're all laughing together, we're all sharing funny stories from our days. So it's just so fun. I can't even explain how many laughs we have every day together. So that is just I just love every single second with this team.
I know you got Tech coming in this Saturday, 2 o'clock Saturday in the Farrell Center. I know you're completely focused on that. And don't tell Coach that I asked this question, but your first meeting with Texas comes up next week. And a lot of people have understand it's already sold out down in Austin at Gregory Gym. So Baylor and Texas, top two teams in volleyball in the Big 12. That'll be fun when y'all get together next week.
Oh yeah, we're so excited. But we're really, really excited for this training session coming up in about 20 minutes. we're every time we step on the court, we know that there's a competition, whether it's between ourselves in practice, whether it's another team, but yeah, Texas is someone that's always been super fun to play. The environment that they create in their gym is amazing. And last year, I remember it being so fun, even though we did get beat. So the fact that we're going there and just being able to play in such a really cool environment with so many people supporting us and watching us play is a blessing in and of itself. And everything else that comes is up to the Lord, and we're going to work our butts off until that day and after the day until the season's over.
Boy, that's great. Final question for you. Folks who watch you play either in person or on television, I see you wear number 77, which is a little bit different. It's a little bit not the norm number for volleyball. Explain the history behind that.
Yeah, so the big thing, the big joke around 77 is that I was a football linebacker who got transferred into volleyball. So 77 basically seven for me and for a lot of people signify completeness. You know, the Lord created the earth in 7 days, so on that seventh day He rested in His completion and was pleased with His work. So. For me, having been at two different schools, and I also had two different shoulder surgeries, and just coming back from all the experiences that I've had, it's just a reminder to me that I'm complete in nothing else other than in Him and His complete work in myself and of just everything around me. So yeah, it's just a constant reminder to me when I put on that jersey. Even our practice shirts have our numbers on them. So just knowing that I'm complete, no matter what I do, no matter how good or bad I perform, or if we win or lose, I'm complete, we are complete, and the only reason we are is because of Him.
Wow, that is great. Well, we're very happy for you, the success you're having, and you're healthy, and the team is having. It's fun to watch. Good luck this Saturday against Texas Tech, and thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much, John, for having me, and Bears.
All right, very good. Gia Milana, senior for Baylor Volleyball, the number one team in the nation. And again, in action this Saturday, 2 p.m. in the Farrell Center. Maybe you haven't taken the opportunity to go watch them in person yet. This would be a great time. Football's out of town on Saturday, so 2 o'clock Saturday in the Farrell Center for the number one team in the nation at 15-0. And again, winners of 28 sets in a row, which is just an unheard-of streak of success for a collegiate volleyball team. Thanks to Gia, and we mentioned her Champions Tribune. It's on the Baylor website. It's archived there if you'd like to read it. It's in her own words, telling her Baylor story, and I think she articulated it very well, but you can read more and learn more about her if you read that on the Baylor website, BaylorBears.com. Com. All right, take a break. Back with more in just a moment. John Morris Show brought to you in part by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. Let's see, each Tuesday they send out their Tune In Tuesday, which outlines the activities for the week. Just got that. They are going to have a Baylor Bear Watch Party this Saturday at the Baylor Club in the Anytime Lounge and the Ballroom. Doors open at 2 p.m., 3 p.m. kickoff for Baylor and Oklahoma State from Stillwater. So game day fare on the buffet. You need to RSVP and make a reservation for that. But that is Saturday, Baylor-Oklahoma State Watch Party. They also have a new member orientation that is coming up tomorrow night, it says 11:30 p.m. I don't think that's right, so I'll check on the time. It must be a luncheon. So 11:30 a.m., lunch provided, new member orientation. That is tomorrow, 11:30 a.m., for the new member orientation there at the Baylor Club. Thursday, paint night in the President's Suite there at McLean Stadium, the Baylor Club, and then Business After Hours next Tuesday, 5:30 to 7:30. So you can see there's a sampling of the events going on at the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. Check it out on the web, thebaylorclub.com, or if you have questions about membership or any part of their schedule, you can give them a call at 254-710-8080. That is the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium.
Baylor University's average undergrad class is just 26 students. Instead of a sea of strangers, that's 26 new friends with 26 new perspectives. Like Chloe, who has pretty unique theories on linear algebra. Deontay, who has vital knowledge of all things medical. Or Jess, who marches to the beat of her own drum in the Baylor Golden Wave Band. When you're ready to see things a little differently, take a look at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
El Paso Mexican Grill, located at 4225 Franklin Avenue, is the place to go for the most authentic Mexican food in town. El Paso has a three taco, beef or chicken, rice and bean plate, Monday through Thursday at lunchtime for only $6.99. Tony's Tuesday special, two enchiladas, either beef or chicken with rice and beans, only $6.49. El Paso also features the best margaritas in Central Texas, with specials on them Sunday through Thursday. Large draft beer, only $3.49 all day, Monday through Thursday. And El Paso has karaoke every Thursday night starting at 6. El Paso Mexican Grill, located at 4225 Franklin Avenue in Waco.
Boozer's is the wedding ring store and more. If you're ready to get engaged or already married and want to upgrade your wife's ring for a special anniversary, Boozer's is the place to go. With the largest selection of premier quality diamond engagement rings and wedding rings in Central Texas. They have seven cases with over 300 styles of rings from top designers like Natalie Kay. Choose from yellow, white, or rose gold, plus beautiful top quality loose diamonds. With an in-house jewelry, they can also custom make anything you want. Bring in a picture or drawing and let Boozer's create your one-of-a-kind pendant or ring. They can even use some of your old gold and diamond jewelry to create something new. At Boozer's, you'll find a great selection of quality timepieces, and Boozer's is the place for expert watch maintenance and repairs, too. They specialize in expert Rolex watch repair using genuine Rolex parts. For fine jewelry, watches, custom work, and more, go to Boozer's on Valley Mills and Lake Air Drive in Waco.
J.D. Power has honored Texas Farm Bureau Insurance for eight consecutive years for the highest customer satisfaction with auto insurers in Texas. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, protecting Texans since 1952.
It's Matt Mosley Show, brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet and McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas' Chevy truck headquarters. October's Truck Month at Jim Turner Chevrolet. Stop in today or visit us online at turnerchevy.com for the best deal on your new Chevrolet.
Are you in the market to buy or sell a home and need an agency to deliver excellent results? Camille Johnson Realtors is excited to assist you with one of the most important decisions for you and your family, whether it be residential, commercial, or farm and ranch properties. Camille and her all-star team of agents are ready to help buyers and sellers through what can be a stressful period in their lives. They realize their job is more than just a job, and their knowledge can help guide you through this process. Enjoy the multiple listings, community and school information, and photos of the area on their website, CamilleJohnson.com.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Garrett Ross with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. The seafood combos at Louisiana Crab Shack include snow crab, tiger shrimp, and sausage, plus corn and potatoes in Waco next to Don Carlos. In Monday night football action, the Packers rallied from a 22-13 deficit in the fourth quarter to defeat the Lions 23-22 in Detroit. The Packers are now 5-1 on the season and in sole possession of the NFC North, while Detroit falls a 2-2-1 on the season and is last place of the division. On the diamond, the Nationals took a 3-0 series lead over the Cardinals in the NLCS with a dominating 8-1 victory in Washington on Monday night. Game 4 can be heard tonight on ESPN Radio with pregame beginning at 6:30. The Astros and Yankees are knotted up at one game apiece in the ALCS. Game 3 can be heard today on Fox Sports 1590 AM and 99.3 FM. Pregame begins at 2:30.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas. Now, back to today's J-Mo Radio Show. Here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Back with us, John Morris Show, final segment. Appreciate you being with us on this rainy Tuesday morning. We have some guests in the studio again. Garrett, don't we love it when guests come in?
Oh, absolutely.
To visit, it's great. Kate Holcomb is here again. You're a regular, which is great.
Second home.
Come on, yeah, come on anytime. And with you today is Gina Kish, Freddie Kish's Auto Care Service. And Gina, good to see you.
Good morning, John. Yeah, nice to be here.
It is
Thank
great
you.
To see you. We've known each other for a long time.
Yes,
and
we have.
It's fun to get to visit with you on the air like this. How are things at the place?
They're great. They're great. The weather's changing, so we're all getting ready for winter months.
And right.
Ready to help everybody stay safe on the road.
Good. And you say you're closing in on a 21st anniversary coming
right.
up in December.
Yes. That's yes. 21 years.
What a great run. Things have changed in automobile repair service, haven't they, in 21 years?
Oh, they have. They have. Cars have gotten a little more technical, you know, and a little harder to work on. So it's keeping us in business for sure.
Good. You're locally owned and operated, which is great. Folks, you know, sometimes we know Baylor families and they're sending their, you know, their young ones to Waco to school. And a lot of times a question that people ask us is, hey, where's a good car repair place? You know, because right. if they're from out of town, they really don't know. Right. So we send people your way quite a bit.
Well, we appreciate it very yeah. much.
What and you're full service. I mean, pretty much anything anybody needs, you can help them with.
Pretty much anything, foreign or domestic. We do all general repairs, all the way from a flat tire to a engine or transmission. So if it's on your car, we can pretty much take care of it.
Boy, that's good.
And one thing I think that's so great is they have the shuttle service. So, I mean, free shuttle service. So for some of these parents, if, you know, their kids can drop their car off and we can take them back to school. You can take them back, not me.
We.
But you. You can take them back to school. And
yeah, you don't want anybody, you don't want to be hanging around waiting, you know, to get their car worked on. So might as well take them back to where they need to be
yeah.
doing what's important for them.
At no charge. And, I mean, I literally had to take a friend to a competitor, a big box store type place, the other day to get a new tire put on her car. And we had to call an Uber because I could not. I had to be at a meeting and the timing didn't work out. So she's like, I'll just call an Uber to come get me. So
wow.
that to me, that's huge. I mean, y'all offer that.
It's a great service. It really is. And that's kind of your attitude, right? Customer service. And
customer service, right. Just drive up to the front door through our canopy. Don't have to get wet. Don't have to find a parking spot. Just walk in the front door, and we take care of it from there.
Perfect for today. And again, you're not limited on the things you can do. Kate sent me an email of kind of the list of things that you can do, can fix. It's a lengthy list. It's pretty much everything I could think of.
Right. It is a very lengthy list. I think we don't do mufflers
okay.
and glass.
Okay, you there know? You go.
So
we don't do windshields, and we don't do mufflers. But pretty much anything else, we'll get it taken care of.
Other than
and
that.
And if you need those things, we'll get those guys to come get the car and take care of it while it's at our shop.
Wow, that is
so
great.
Awesome.
That helps somebody out even more. So.
Yeah.
And extended hours, I mean, you make it easy for people early or late.
Well, we open at 7:30, close at 5:30. That's pretty typical for most people. And we have a drop-off service, so if they can't be there at 7:30, we've got a drop box for them.
Oh, good.
And the shuttle service always helps.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Helps a lot, really does. All right, tell everybody your location.
We're located at 5300 Franklin Avenue, where we're right next door to the big furniture store mm-hmm. and surplus warehouse. Mm-hmm. So about a block off of Lake Air, dead end of Franklin.
Easy to find, easy to get into. And again, front door service, you just pull right up under that canopy. And if it's raining like it is today, you're covered by the canopy, and you'll come right out to take care of people.
The only people I don't want under the canopy is if they don't fit under the canopy. So if your vehicle won't fit, please park outside. But otherwise, just drive up to the front door. That's where we want you.
That is great. That is great. Freddie Kish's Complete Car Center at 5300 Franklin. And they can take care of anything you need. Really,
right.
really
our
is
slogan
good.
Is your troubles are our business.
There you go. Very good.
She says it so well.
I know. I love it. Gina, it's great to see you. Thank you very much.
John, thanks for having me.
Yes, ma'am. Great to see you, Kate. Thanks
Thank
very
you.
Much. All right. Appreciate y'all. And remember that there at 5300 Franklin Avenue, Freddie Kish's Complete Car Center. Care Center. Complete Car Care
it's
Center.
It's a mouthful.
It's hard to say.
Got it.
Kiki, CCC.
Tried to an abbreviation for
CCC.
It.
CCC,
really
yeah.
right.
Thank y'all. It's great to see you this morning.
Thank you.
All right, as we wrap up our final segment here, Day of the Day. Garrett, where'd you find this one? National Grouch Day?
Yeah.
Come on. National Grouch Day?
Yeah, that seemed fitting. There's plenty of grouches out there.
On a rainy day, you
yeah,
think?
The weather might, you know, bring it out.
National Grouch Day. Do we want to celebrate that?
I mean,
I don't think so.
It's an opportunity.
Sure, I guess. National Grouch Day on October 15th sends out notices to all the grouches of the world to be their truest grouch. If you're a grouch, today is your special day. According to Sesame Street magazine, the day was created for all grouches to celebrate their way of life.
You gotta show Oscar some love.
So National Grouch Day today.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. I would say celebrate appropriately. I'm not sure if grouches really would celebrate, though.
It's optional.
Okay. All right. Birthdays today to pass along. We'll mention a couple here. Sam Patterson worked at Baylor Basketball. He's now up in at Oral Roberts in Tulsa. So, Sammy, happy birthday to you. If you know him, send him a text or give him a call and give him a shout out. Happy birthday to Sam Patterson. Today, formerly with Baylor Basketball.
I have nobody today.
Nobody to mention?
No.
All right. All right. Very good.
Well,
so
yeah.
There's our day of the day. And do y'all have any birthdays you want to mention since you're still here?
I have a friend.
All right,
yeah.
Go.
Okay. Amanda Reed. Happy birthday.
Who?
Amanda Reed.
Amanda Reed.
Yes.
Today's
yes,
her birthday.
Yes, she's from Riker. Friend of mine. Been friends for a long
Fantastic.
Time.
Fantastic. So,
yeah.
Good. Thanks
Happy
for adding
birthday,
to
Amanda.
Our birthday list today.
Yes.
All right. Mention this. Also reminds you about baseball. There's games going on today. Two games today. 3 o'clock Central Time from the Bronx, Yankee Stadium. It is game three, the Yankees and the Astros American League Championship Series. Kind of a swing game. Game three here this afternoon between those two, tied at one game apiece. The broadcast will be on FS1 television and Garrett radio on Fox Sports 1590, correct?
Yes, that's correct. Okay. It'll be at 2:30, the pregame show.
2:30 pregame, all right. On Fox Sports 1590 is where you can catch that. And then television on FS1. So the winner there goes up a game in the series of the American League Championship Series. Then the National League Championship Series could actually come to an end tonight if the Nationals win on their home field. It is game four of that series. The Nationals lead the Cardinals 3-0. And game four comes up tonight. A Nationals win, and they are on to the World Series for the first time.
And we'll have that one here as well on ESPN, and pregame will be at 6:30 p.m.
All right, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock first pitch here on ESPN Central Texas Television. For that one, we'll be on TBS coming up tonight. So there's some October baseball coming up today, and a good old afternoon October baseball game involving the Astros and the Yankees this afternoon. All right, appreciate you being with us today. Thank you very much. Thanks to Gia Milana from Baylor Volleyball, who is with us. Thanks to Gina Kish and Kate Holcomb, who are with us as well. Lord willing, we'll be back with you tomorrow at 9 a.m. Drive carefully out there. And stay tuned. Matt Mosley Show is coming up next here on ESPN Central Texas.
All right. Thanks, guys.